Good evening, citizens of Vanville, and welcome back to LARPs and Tarps. This will be the beginning of E2. I am joined by the homicidal Chloe.
Hello.
The tantalizing Alex.
Hello.
And the honking Kerry.
Honk.
Vigilance Goose. And I am Tom, other host.
The honking Kerry sounds a bit like an insult when you say it like that. Like, oh, you're honking, mate.
Oh, Kerry.
It is warm in the studio, to be fair.
It is very hot in the studio today.
We don't have Morgan, unfortunately, this week, as we have sent him out to collect the debts owed by LARPing our arse off, so hopefully it will be in for a payday soon.
Yep.
He apologises for the inconvenience.
Just imagine Morgan in a trench coat knocking on the door like a bailiff.
With his crowbar.
LARP safe.
LARP safe crowbar.
Yeah.
So, how was everyone's E2 then?
Wild.
Wild?
Incredible.
Incredible?
Silly.
Silly?
Yeah, a little bit.
Start off stressful. I'll say stressful.
Why was your event stressful?
Long story short, the payday we were meant to have for the mercenary contract... Well,
fell through.
PD deleted all their resources, apparently, so we could not get paid. So it was like, sort this out, OC and IC kind of thing, because we both actually really like each other and we don't want to fuck each other's games up.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a stressful start to E2. But what are you going to do?
Did PD manage to fix it? Or?
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
We got paid. They cut down our debt. Everyone was happy at the end.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, will I ever make money from mercenary contracts?
Yeah, it seems like you've got absolutely no luck in that. Like, no, every time make a bit of money, you end up with a reckoning anyway, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I am the Derek Trotter of the Empire world. I need to get a little yellow van. So, did anyone get up to anything on the Thirsty Thursdays, or was it the normal state of affairs?
Well, we don't usually talk about the Thirsty Thursdays, but there was... I mean, it was quite rainy, so I think, like, the party that we were planning on going to wasn't really much of a party, more just, like, we were just sat under your awning drinking in the Dreadshields camp, weren't we?
It was Grunfoss's birthday party, but I think...
didn't see him until after midnight.
Yeah, I saw him a little bit before the party started.
And he rocked up and we were like, where's this birthday party? Where is it supposed to take place? And he goes, this is it. We're at it now. And I was like, oh, cool.
We're living the birthday. Hooray. Yeah.
We were in Senate for a while, as per.
Yeah.
On Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Senate. Forge.
The Forge. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think we stayed up to like 4 or 5, didn't we? Because I remember.
You guys might have. I didn't.
I was up till about 4 or 5 talking with Circuit and Daisy.
Yeah, because we were all drinking, weren't we? And then we went back to camp. And I just got terrible hiccups and I couldn't get rid of them.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I was smart. I mean, I was drunk, but it wasn't like I was sloppy drunk hiccuping. But I just couldn't get rid of these hiccups. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to bed.
I'd say I've never had hiccups that were caused by alcohol. I don't think I have. Like, is
really?
That a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You see it a lot in cartoons.
Like, I was going to say, I thought that was just like a cartoon.
But no, it does happen, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact. Yeah. This is what you come to LARPs and Tarps for.
Yeah, we've got all the alcohol drinking news. But yeah, we had a knife fight in the Forge.
Oh, did you?
Did you?
Yeah, Circuit and I. We had like a dagger fight.
You and Circuit and I have a tradition of fighting on Thursday
nights. It's not me. I think they're just naturally aggressive towards me.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think
it's towards you. I just think it's in general.
Just in general. They're generally aggressive. But we had a little fight. And then at one point there was someone reffing. I can't remember who.
Was it Anna?
Possibly. Maybe Anna?
I can imagine Anna doing that.
Anna would want to get involved.
Like, yeah.
I don't know where we got the knives from. LARP safe knives.
Presumably.
Yeah,
Thank you for clarifying.
I lost terribly.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
they
me.
They shanked me up.
Yeah, the circuit's got speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're wily.
Which track.
And that was Thursday. You should remember the rest.
You should have cleaved him.
Yeah.
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 Being Captain Cleave.
Captain Cleave.
You know you've fucked up when you're like, I probably should go to bed. The sun is rising. The birds are singing.
Oh, it was risen. It was full day when
Morgan
I went to bed.
Me and Morgan have done that at Hoist before.
Yeah.
But at these events, like, the sun comes up so early. It's like at E1 that's a problem because it rises so late.
Yeah. If you're still up for sunrise at E1, then you've got a problem.
Or Flying Lead Nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
That's an issue.
There's no sun at Flying Lead Nightmare.
Yeah.
Then we went to Friday where we had a fantastic photo shoot with the very talented Will at Dark Star Images.
Yeah, there's nothing like having your pictures taken hungover as fuck on 3 hours of sleep.
Well, that's why I booked it for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought we'd all be recovered.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
It felt like the morning. Well, I guess I... Yeah, okay.
It did feel a bit like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
But I had that terrible headache, didn't I? So I thought it was because I was hungover.
I was gonna say, hiccups, but not from alcohol, headache, but not from hangover.
Well, that's what I was. But I mean, I was drinking that really shitty wine.
Yeah. So,
how much was your shitty wine, Chloe?
Less than £4. So, and it was red. So all the sulfites you can imagine.
Someone would call that a self-fulfilling prophecy, my dear.
Yeah.
Mm.
But so I thought it was a hangover, but popped a couple of pills. And by the time the photo shoot came around, my head was still pounding and I was like, okay, this is not a hangover anymore.
Yeah.
Took some more pills, definitely a bit earlier than what I should have done.
But painkillers, ibuprofen, just for the...
Oh, sure.
Just in case we get cancelled.
We don't have Morgan here, we won't get cancelled, it's fine. But no, I think Will did a very good job of getting our images. Like, the new cover photo he's done for us is...
They are awesome.
Epic.
Absolutely,
yeah. They're so cool.
Yeah, the pictures he took were really cool.
So, I like them a lot.
Anyone interested? Check out Dark Star Images.
Yeah.
He gives you little frogs at the end, which we could use to fuck up with Daisy.
Yeah.
That was the cutest thing. That was the best thing about the photo shoot.
The little frog that you got at the
end. I was like, what a sweet little touch.
Yeah.
But no, we got lucky with the sun as well, because I was like, oh God, is it just going to piss it down for this whole photo shoot to be miserable? Mm. Nah. Beautiful sunshine.
Nice. Yeah, it was lovely.
Morgan, half an hour late as usual.
It wouldn't be Morgan if he were on time.
No.
I think I'd be worried if Morgan were on time.
Yeah, you'd be like, who are you and what have you done with Morgan?
What's wrong?
Yeah. Who's died?
And then we roll into the evening. I didn't bother to do poster quest this time, which felt like dirt. It was just intermittently raining. Like, how many of these are just going to get soaked?
Yeah, that's true.
It didn't feel like Anvil without seeing a Jackdaw poster every 10 paces.
or in every Portaloo.
Yeah.
It takes time and effort. Maybe next time I will do poster quest again.
I mean, you've got, what, 28 underlings now? Maybe you could send someone else on a poster quest.
Are there 28 Jackdaws now?
I might have expanded a little too much, and there is on and off, like, not some of these don't come to every anvil, some of them only come to one, but there's 28
one time,
little jacklings underneath me.
Jacklings.
What is the plural for a group of Jackdaws?
A murder?
No, that's crow.
Crows is a murder.
Oh, it's a clattering of Jackdaws.
Oh, that's why it's the clattering curtain.
Ah, lovely.
That's really clever.
Then it was time in. We started our time in quite dramatically.
So do you want to start with your dramatic time in?
Yeah, so we started our time in pretty, I would say eventfully, but I had no idea how to roleplay it, so it was a bit feeble. But I got a traumatic wound in my playback, so that was pretty cool.
What a little treat.
Just a fun little thing for me. Just a little treat.
So what was the traumatic wound?
I can't remember if it had a name. Basically, I'd been venomed.
No!
But
so was that to do with your downtime activities?
Yeah, but I can't really remember what I selected for my downtime. And if I selected what I think I'd selected, then the other people I know that selected it didn't get traumatic wounds either. So
maybe
was
it
like,
was like there's a chance. I mean, I guess not everyone's got it, are they?
But also, I think it's an opt-in thing for a lot of it.
I did kind of go to Demigod as well, and I'm like, hey, so...
Demigod, is that what you call little god at Wintermark?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Oh yeah, I call it Demigod. Just because it's mini god.
Maybe that makes sense. I like it.
Yeah. So we went to Demigod, and I was like, hey, so I've had this in my player pack. Thanks, by the way. Why do I have it? And the guy was just like, I can't see anything on your account. It's probably just to do your downtime, but it doesn't really say. I was like, okay, thanks. So I never really found out why, but yeah.
So what did you do? Did you skip off to the hospital? Oh no, I've been venomed.
We should have really gone to the hospital, to be fair.
Probably.
Oh yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
We decided to kind of role play it into time in.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
We started our time in quite slowly. I think we were still eating and getting ready. So we were like, pretend you don't see us. You don't see Neve, she's not here. And then at about 6:10, when we were actually ready, I carried Neve while she kind of like damsel in distress, back of the hand on the forehead, like wooing into camp. They were like, we need a healer, we need a healer.
I was like, oh no.
Oh
Woe is me. The role play effects were like, you feel really weak in your bones and you're really tired or something.
I mean, that's just every day.
You should have just come up with that E1 energy you had right at the end.
Oh, yeah. So Alex carried me in like a hero. Add some fanfare in there. We have fanfare at home.
Beautiful fanfare.
Lovely.
We got fanfare at home.
The fanfare at home. Who needs the sound effects, Alex? I mean, Tom will have you out of a job soon.
Yeah.
So I lovingly got healed by a few people in camp.
How lovingly?
I know.
Tenderly.
Tenderly was aided. And yeah, I think we kind of just chilled after that.
Yeah, you had to recover, didn't you?
So, yeah, that had to take some time. Carrick did offer me a potion to give me some energy, and I was like, no, I'm going to ride this out like a big girl. I was still nursing this potential hangover.
Yeah.
Like, my head was still pounding at this point, even though I'd taken two lots of pills. And it's just still was. And I had drank plenty that day.
Of water?
Of water, yes. I think that's all I drank. Mm. I don't think I drank anything else. Ooh. I think, did you have your kettle of ale at this point?
Yeah.
Well, the enthusiasm. Well,
if you could have seen his face then.
Well, time in had hit. So I was like, oh, I've got to carry Chloe into camps. Dying,
after all that God's hard work, sake. You have to go and get your.
Did you do the fireman's lift?
Yeah.
Get me a healer.
We need a healer. and then just dropped her on the floor and was like, right, kettle of ale.
Turned done
her,
my job.
Like, healers tend to a
real life head bump. Like, ow.
Yeah. And then, went and filled the kettle up.
Question. So if your home next to Murdoch's brothel was on fire
and
you could only save a kettle of ale or Neve, which would you save?
Kettle of ale.
How hot is the kettle?
It's the fire is raging, but for some reason the kettle has stayed cool. You've magically cooled the kettle.
The kettle's in a corner, so for now it's okay. But if you get out, by the time you come back in, it'll be too hot to carry. That's why you've got to go now.
Is the kettle full of ale at this point?
It is full of ale.
Full of ale.
Crisp ale. You've just bought the ale.
Then I probably have to save Oily.
Oily.
Where was he an option in this? Well, his brothel that's on fire.
You've got to check on the neighbours.
But the options were save me or a kettle of ale. Why shout? He'll shout at you, Neve, get the ale! Yeah. And then run and fire.
I've got murder!
Teamwork.
The new option, you broke the tram line.
Yeah, all of the above.
Get Neve to get the ale.
Yeah. Well, the kettle would have been in my hand anyway.
Ah, fair enough. So
yeah, you'd never put it down. Yeah, why would you? Yeah.
I would love to see you with a LARP safe kettle of ale. I know Empire doesn't allow joke weapons, but just bonking orcs in the head with your kettle.
Yes.
What do you mean it doesn't allow joke weapons? Isn't there a marcher with a wheel of cheese?
I don't.
Yeah, but I don't think that's really something that goes onto the battlefield. On the field or anything.
Wait, like, one of my jackals had a debate. He eventually was allowed it because it was officially used as a weapon, but he has a two-handed war shovel.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But because they can actually be used in combat, they finally relented and let him use the war shovel.
You could potentially maybe get like a LARP safe kettle and then bonk someone on the head with it in a tavern in a roleplay moment, but you might get taken in by the militia.
Mm, true. Yeah.
Just attach it to your belt.
It's too heavy for that. I have been asked.
No, not the actual one, the LARP safe one.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can you imagine being bell tapped by your kettle as you run across the field?
Oh God! Or falling on it.
Oh,
spout on.
There's only so many places that spout can go.
Yeah.
But I have been asked quite a few times in the field if it's LARP safe, and well, do you want to find out? I usually just take a swig from it. I used to pour it into my tankard. Now it's just straight from the spout. I've just cut out the middle.
You savage! We should make merch with Alex and his kettle of ale on it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think I do need to make I've been saying it for a while, but a little theme tune for whenever I say kettle of ale.
Yeah.
That comes out.
Ba 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 bum.
I think McDonald's would sue.
Yeah. I know. I think that if you say kettle of ale, everyone should drink. Like with the Lady Claudine thing. Why would we not do that for kettle of ale?
I forgot.
The Laps and Taps drinking game. Yeah, so down an entire
if Morgan
kettle.
Says Lady Claudine, you drink. If Alex says kettle of ale, you drink. If Chloe says she's going to kick a child, you drink.
Every time you say honk.
Honk.
Every time Tom mentions the Jackdaws.
Yeah.
Okay. Or mercenaries. Every time he says the word mercenary.
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
And if we mention a character death, you do a shot.
Yeah. And if it was your character, you down the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
LARPs and TARPs does not take responsibility of alcohol poisoning if you are stupid enough to down a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, we didn't that's specify true, yeah. alcohol.
Or spirits.
I mean, I it could have been a bottle of water. Like, yeah. It's very hot today. You need to stay hydrated,
I'm covering our asses
guys.
Legally.
Well, yeah, public service announcement. Stay hydrated at LARP.
Yeah, stay hydrated in general.
Where and in general.
Where's the hydration station?
Hydration for the Nation at the Boar's Head and now Hens.
Yes, Hens and has many options for hydration.
What? Hens.
Is it still Hens?
Yeah, it's still going to be Hens.
Oh.
I think we're changing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I need to write a new theme tune then, don't I?
It might be becoming the Bird Bath.
The Bird Bath?
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't like that. It's not.
I still petition for the back door.
I've got shares in it. Literally, James has given me shares in the bar. I get to help name it.
Some background for the listeners. What's this concerning?
This is previously the Boar's Head. We moved to Hens in Voroshka, me and my in-character dad and my in-character sister. And my in-character dad really wants to join the Jackdaws. So we're bringing the bar to the Jackdaws.
Finally, Uncle Nietzsche's fulfilled his ambition of getting a roof.
Yeah, what they originally wanted to call it the back door, but I thought that sticking with a bird theme would be funny because we've got the giant cockerel, we've got some little bird puppets. I'm the vigilance goose. We're at the Jackdaws, I think, you know.
I was pushing for the drunken Corvid, but I've been outvoted.
I think apparently that's already the name of another bar at Anvil. Okay.
There's the drunken goose in Navarre.
Yeah, but apparently the drunken Corvid as well. I don't know if it was through the marches, was it, or something?
Probably Wintermark if it's
maybe
Corvid.
Wintermark.
But I've also got a bar slogan, which will be "On laughter we pour."
Ooh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
It's advertising. All about advertising.
Yeah.
That's why it's the back door, not door as in D-O-O-R, as in D-A-W.
Very true.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we're still working on the name, but hopefully we'll have back the Jackdaw bar/theatre come E3.
That very decision nice. Will be announced in pre-lap, we'll say.
Yeah, most likely.
Possibly.
TBC.
TBC.
So how did your event start, Karen?
I was literally just excitedly waiting around for warding because I have finally found like an actual sort of national tradition thing or whatever that I really like, and it is the Voroshkin warding. And also I was waiting for the Deadwood Night ceremony, which I was meeting, which I was hoping wouldn't be at the same time. And I think it was just before we went to warding, I was like loitering around a little bit and I saw Tristan actually, because he's waiting for the Deadwood Night meeting. And he was stood next to someone who is, I know from Hoist, and I know out of character, but I haven't actually met their Voroshkin character, and their Voroshkin character is quite serious. So when I came over with my little beak, which opens and closes, as my mouth opens and closes, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, and just went honk at them, this person barely like looked at me for a second and went, right, I've got to go. I went off to go lead the warding and I was a bit like, oh God, they don't like it. It's too silly. I've brought silliness to Voroshka in a way that, you know, people are going to get offended or annoyed by or something. Obviously, anxiety brain spiral. I did bump into her later on that day, or I think it was the next day, just outside, like near God, out of character. And she gave me a massive hug and she was like, oh my God, I love your beak. And I was like, okay, you were just playing a serious character. That's fine. But yeah, always good to check it if you're not sure. But yeah, so I chatted to Tristan a little bit while I was waiting for warding, and then found out that because obviously there was like the Deadwood Night meeting was sort of partly run by the Voroshkin people who were also doing the warding. So it was just like, no, that meeting will have to wait till after. We're going to go and bang our tambourines and shout Varushka as we march around the nation, which is always lots of fun. And then the Deadwood Night meeting was quite interesting. I couldn't really hear everything because I'm too shy to like proper get into a meeting. So I'm like there, stood at the back in a corner, like craning my neck, like, what's going on? Like, but essentially, they were talking about how to kill the Deadwood Knight, and they were talking about asking Leviathan. And so I don't know if you know about Leviathan. It'd be good to have Morgan here because he knows the Wikipedia off by heart and he can clarify things that I'm getting wrong. So disclaimer, this might all be inaccurate, but Leviathan's an Eternal. Is it Eternals? Yes.
I assume it's an Eternal.
Yeah.
I don't really...
No, I mean, Eternal's the word, isn't it? Oh, yeah, because I always get it mixed up with Elemental. No, Leviathan's an Eternal who you can ask questions to, but you have to be really specific. Otherwise, it'll give you like a kind of bullshit answer, you know, like it'll give you an answer and the answer will be true, but it's almost like, you know, with the genie sort of scenario where if you're not really specific, then it'll just give you a vague answer and it won't really help. So it had been previously asked how to kill the Deadwood Knight, and it told those that someone knows, but we didn't know if this person was alive or dead. So it was all about trying to figure out how to... where we're going to go from there, whether we should ask another question, what that question should be and stuff. And then essentially, they decided to meet for another meeting the next day, which I'll talk about when we get round to Saturday, I guess, if, you know, if we get that far. What else did you do on the Friday evening, Tom?
Well, I decided to time in as a little treat at Debutants Ball. So for those who don't know, is Debutants Ball is effectively the league's meeting at the beginning where new players and old can get together and find out what's happening within the nation. Yes, Chloe?
The league? Have meetings?
I know. What a treat.
So, oh, no, drink every time Tom says meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I went to go and try and recruit some new members because I didn't have 28 members at the time. But before I made my little speech in the centre of the league, the Reapers summoned me to their camp.
To kill you?
No, actually not to kill me. Now, OC, the guy who leads the Reapers, Sikoro, fantastic player, really like him, had a word with the leader of a new mercenary guild in Anvil called the Bloodied Rose, I believe, to arrange a little punishment for their character. Now, their characters had been slagging off the Reapers since most of them left Temeshwar to go to Spiral, saying, we're glad to see the back of you, we're making so much coin. Effectively, got to praise the cojones on this new guild of free, really poking the bears that is the Reapers, and they've got 40 members. So, as the punishment, the Reapers dragged the Bloodied Rose up the hill, made them read out the letter in front of all the leaders of the mercenary guilds in Anvil, basically branded them with, I can't remember the name of the brand, but branded them with a curse that whenever anyone asked the what the mark is on their face, they had to say, this is the punishment for insulting the Crimson Reapers, sponsored by the Crimson Reapers, or something along those lines.
Is it Freezing Brand?
Yes, it's the Freezing Brand.
Because that's what Talus has.
Yeah. So they got a Freezing Brand on their face, which is quite funny. I played around with that one a lot.
Nice. It's good roleplay. I think Talus got a lot out of it.
Yeah. I think over the weekend I asked them what the mark on their face was about 10 times.
You have to.
You got to do it. You got to do that bit of ribbon.
I mean, cursing is a lot of fun.
I haven't really touched on the curse game, really.
Well, if you would like to, I hear that starting a feud
gets you there.
Yeah.
I don't need any feuds at the moment. Ah, I found what they put on his face, though. We had to say, you reap what you sow, sponsored by the Crimson Reapers.
Fair enough.
Which, after that was done, I think we're like, yep, you're now one of us. You're one of the mercenary groups of Anvil. We're all brothers and sisters here. We'll help each other out, which I think is a nice little way to get into the game. Meanwhile, unfortunately, some of my jackdaws were trying to get onto skirmishes and unfortunately got bounced off free over the weekend.
Wow.
You guys had some of that, didn't you?
Yeah.
We'll get Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're living through the hard part of running a mercenary company of, we want to go and fight, but because of our brief, we also want to get paid for it.
Yeah. So, but then everyone wants to do it for free anyway.
But everyone will do it for free. The benefit of hiring a mercenary company is like you hire the get the Jed Shields to do it is you're a cohesive unit who know how to fight. You can get the exact number of members down. We have herbs. We have a fighting style. That's the benefit of hiring a mercenary company.
I will just clarify, we're not a mercenary.
No, you're not a mercenary company, but you have a very similar vibe. People will come to you because you know how to fight together.
Oh, yeah, like as in recruiting you as a group, not necessarily paying you as
so they don't have to manage you as much, whereas a skirmish consisting of like all the 70 randos, that's like herding sheep.
Mm.
But if people want to get people to do it for free, that's fair. But I believe there was some issues with the first skirmish being, was meant to be a big split of Dawn and Verushka. Unfortunately, Wintermark decided to butt in and fucked it all up. I think most of Verushka got booted off their own skirmish.
Wow.
So most of them had to go to the second one they wanted us on instead. So the second one was meant to be a Dawn and Verushka one with some Link mercenaries. It got turned into 95% Verushka to make up for the Verushkans couldn't go on their own skirmish.
Yeah, the skirmish system isn't really working too well the way it is, is it?
I mean, they've added more spots, which is very good.
Mm. Yeah, I think just with the amount of people there are on the field, skirmishes are so small, it's hard to get as many people on it as, you know, would like to be on it, I suppose.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's a shame, like you need, I reckon you'd need like a mark system or something, like, you know, like a nightclub where you stamp your hand.
Yeah.
just put permanent ink on your hand or hard to wash off ink and just, like, check your hand. Have you been through? You have like up to 3 a weekend, something like that.
Well, yeah, that's the same. A lot of people don't get one, do they?
No.
It's like I saw people when we were, obviously we'll talk about our bump skirmish when it comes to it, but when we were in the line for that, someone came out of the gate and joined just a couple of rows above us because they were talking to someone else and was like, as if they were going to go through. And I was like, mate, come on.
Yeah, just pushing in.
Like, they're like, you can't go. Like, they came out the gate. It was like, oh, is there a healer here? And we were like, you're stood right next to the hospital. Go to the hospital. But instead chose to get someone in the line, one of the healers that are in the line for our skirmish, use our herbs and resources so they could stand in the line to go back through.
Did they actually go back through?
I think they got bumped as well with us.
They were,
but they were going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were walking to it to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not the first time I've seen that. I've seen people come straight out of the gate, join the queue at the back, and it's just like, cool, I get it.
Yeah.
If you've been asked, but also it's just like,
Yeah.
It's
a little unfair when there's people who don't get to go on one at all.
Yeah. Like, we didn't do a single skirmish at the weekend.
Mm. No. And you were promised to go on one.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll get to that when we talk about Saturday.
Yeah.
It's just really annoying getting bounced. You spend all that time getting into armor, clanking up, waiting. That's a half an hour to an hour of gameplay just wasted.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. We'll talk about your bump skirmish in a bit.
Because, like, the time that you waste, you think, like, the amount of time you do actually waste with getting ready, and you'd be like, oh, well, in 20 minutes, I can't go and do this thing because in 20 minutes, I need to get ready to go.
Well, imagine if it's hot as well and you're wearing all your armour and stuff. Like, getting it on's a faff, but then walking around in it when it's hot. And
standing in the sun.
Standing in the sun and then not.
Well, I mean, we missed something very important on the Saturday, which you were at, Tom. We missed something very important that we were invited to that actually would have been really fun for us to go to because of this skirmish. But anyway. Anyway,
we'll go back over that on Saturday.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Now, what else did I do? I also apologise to the Senator of Tassato Cesare because I was lined up to be his proxy, but I've realised I just don't have time to do that game and do the Prince game at the same time.
I mean, you already have so many meetings as it is.
Yeah, if I was to be proxy Senator, I'd want to dedicate all my time to do it, or a good amount of time.
Yeah.
But, like, counting up the amount of things I needed to do Friday night before getting to Anvil, like what was listed, it's like, I just don't have time to dedicate to do this Senator game properly.
Mm.
And to be honest, I don't think with my dyslexia and lack of attention span, I'd be the best candidate to do proxy senatorship, especially with being unable to write coherent notes in a legible manner without a table.
No, at the end of the day, I think if you aren't enjoying whatever game, even like if you've got a hat and it's too much work for you,
like I might like it, but it might be another character I do, or if I've dropped the prince position, so I can dedicate my whole game to it.
Yeah, but it also might be something that someone else is wanting to do, and if you're sat there like getting bored and not wanting to do it, and someone else would rather be doing it, then
yeah, exactly. And I think
go to them. Yeah,
knowing me, having to go to Senate and like then being invited, ooh, but we're doing these fun drinky meetings or this fun skirmish, I'd have such FOMO.
Yeah.
And I like the soft power and freedom having... there's a lot of power that comes with a merchant prince, but you've got the freedom to do what you want at your time. And I love that little bit of freedom. I like soft hats rather than actual proper hats, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like just having... I don't like booking things in. Like, I like knowing what's around, like what time what plays are on and, you know, all that stuff. Like, there was a lovely... Actually, someone came around selling a piece of paper or a little flyer which had listed all of these skirmishes, like loads of plays and stuff on it. Like, almost everything that they'd found out was happening at this event. Like, it was a long document, and like the Jackdaws plays were on there. Like, I don't know where they got all the information, whether they'd collated it from Facebook and from the winds and everything. Like, any time there was meant to be any Eternals, that was listed on there. Oh, it was all cool. Color-coded into what it was. So I'll show you the document actually at some point. But definitely, I don't know if it had like a name, like a title or whatever, but look out for that if you're on field. They're really good because... Whenever I wasn't sure, the Jackdaws had a play, but what time was that on? I like pull out my piece of paper, it's all in one place, it's great.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And that helped me like remember what time certain meetings were and stuff like that, like the Deadwood Night stuff. It helped to remember what time that was. So it's really useful to have that just in your pocket.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what about you and Alex and Chloe? Is the Friday night's grinding on?
Well, you just have a nice chill one.
Yeah, our Friday was mostly just really relaxed. I mean, it was raining a little bit as well. Nothing nicer than sitting with an ale when you can hear the rain on the tarp.
The awning, yeah.
And just watch it fall down the trees around you. And it's just, I don't know. It's like ASMR. Nice and dry, yeah. Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, lovely, cozy.
Yeah, and sitting around with the guys playing some sweeper with Leg, Bread, a few others. I think Corrin at one point was playing as well. And we had a little stroll out, got some icy food. There's so many icy places now that I'm pretty sure you can do the whole event without having to buy any OC food. Oh, absolutely.
Providing you've got the OC coin, the icy coin.
Yeah,
especially if you've not got any dietary requirements or anything like that. Like,
yeah, exactly, yeah. We went over to Thorn's Rest. This was Thorn's Rest's first kind of established, the first time that they were there.
As a big group, yeah.
Yeah, it's just on the corner near the market.
Yeah, I got some food from there as well. Watched the Mithril Man play by the Jackdaws because that was playing at the Navarre, like, theatre, like, in the Navarre market. So that was playing in the Navarre market. So I stood and watched that while I was eating, which was nice.
Yeah, there's some great stuff. What do they have? They had, like, muffins, little pies.
I had, like, it was, like, a stew or something.
And a stew, yeah.
Yeah, like the lentil stew. And also had one of the mushroom pies.
Yeah, I basically had a little sample of all of their savoury food and ended up eating too much.
See, I don't think I've ever really bought icy food.
There's so... I remember, like, when we started a couple of years ago, whenever it was, there was hardly anywhere. You'd hear about somewhere doing soup in Navarre and it would get flocked.
And it'd always just be like roast, like frozen veg just put in hot water.
Yeah, yeah.
The bit of stock cube.
But now you've got paella in the league. You've got, as I say, Thorn's Rest with all their stuff.
Oh, was the paella there in the league again?
I don't know if it was at E2, but it was at E1.
Oh, yeah, I saw it at E1. It looked delicious.
Yeah.
I tell a lie. The first Bart Carter actually brought a sweet shop with them this time. It's like, ooh. I am partial to classic sweet shop sweets. It was like a big bag for 10 rings. Like,
oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
I love a bubble gum. You know those like fizzy bubble gum bowls? Like a quarter bag for 10 rings. Mwah.
I just remembered there's a pie and mash place in Navarre.
Oh, I don't have to go there.
That sounds
pie,
very hearty.
Mash and gravy. It was incredible. It wasn't much. I think it was maybe a couple crowns, and you get a big like half pie with
to
it.
To have like a proper meal.
Exactly, like a hot meal as well.
I mean, you don't even have to have the party. Like, you can literally just have mash and gravy.
Yeah.
Which, I like that because you love mash, don't you?
I do love mash.
If you go into, for anybody listening that fancies pie, mash and gravy, I'm sure they'll be doing it at E3. If you go into Navarre from the league and go... take a right around Songs and Stories. They're just kind of like up there.
I'm really hoping we get a dry Navarre next summer because it wasn't nearly as wet as last season, but you still mudded up a lot, didn't you?
Oh,
yeah.
But because it wasn't, with all the rain, but because we're sheltered, even though we get a little less of the rain, but we don't get as much of the sun to dry it out, so the woods do stay.
I've not seen Navarre as muddy as it has been this year. And, like, I got that with the E1, but, E1 was like, it was horrific. Still really bad this time, yeah. Mm.
But no, that was pretty much it for Friday. And then just chilled out into the evening. A couple more drinks, a couple more games of Sweeper.
Ooh. Yeah, sounds good. I was just working at Hens. I had my little tambourine because I needed it for warding. But then it was nice, like, when there was, like, bards there. Or, like, the first bard, like, she was just sort of singing on her own. And, like, people sort of around, but no one's, like, proper listening. So I started playing my tambourine. And then everyone sort of seemed to, like, join in a bit. And then she was, like, smiling. And I was like, yeah. And it's nice when people join in. And then as it gets later and darker, we get different bards and stuff. And I think the Dread Shields came by at one point. Me and Leg had a lovely chat about how we're the worst vigilance priests in Anvil again.
Sounds good. <quite. laughs> I was going to say, we did the bar crawl on Saturday and we were all there.
Yeah, as I say, I was on the bar crawl. That's why I said to James, I was like, I'm only working Friday so that I can join the Dread Shields if they do a bar crawl on the Saturday night.
Well, we didn't host it. It was actually Ember crawl.
Yeah, it was good though.
What did I do? So at 10 o'clock, I did the traditional Tenacity of Joctra with the Jackdaws. So basically, as part of the Jackdaws, we try and give all our members a cheap ritual, which is called Tenacity of Jotra. The more members you have doing it, the cheaper it accumulates to. So it starts off as one or two mana and gets cheaper each time. So effectively, what this ritual does is it gives you additional rank of fortitude, which I think is quite a handy thing to have.
Yeah.
basically Narciso led this, and it's like, envision you're on a ship, you're going through a storm. What do you use to defeat the storm? What steals you? So everyone goes through the thing. And Nietzsche, how do you defeat the storm? I throw as many men as I can in the way of it till I beat it.
I like to imagine that all the jackdaws mime diving and falling in front of you. Ah!
So that was fun. After that, we went to pre-princess meeting drinks at the Reaper's Marcher bar. I can't remember what the bar is called.
I thought you were going to say I can't remember the rest of the night.
Well, can't remember what the bar was called, but they had a challenge. And I decided to take up the challenge. It was to drink a bog water.
Oh, no.
What's a bog water?
So in normal terms, it is in the real world, it's called a gongster.
Oh, I've heard of these.
So yeah. A gongster is a pint of Monster mixed with Guinness. Oof. And your challenge is to down it all in one sitting.
That sounds deadly.
So we called it a Bobby Dazzler.
I mean, it sounds okay. I mean, I don't.
It tasted great. I loved it.
I mean, I don't touch energy drinks whatsoever. I mean, the closest I get is a Lucozade Sport. But I can imagine that. I mean, I'm a big fan of Guinness, so I reckon it's just like a sweeter Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Like, it was 2 crowns to get buy in. But it's like, if I do this, I get a medal. And I want a medal. So me, Benno, and Elle all downed a Bobby Dazzler. Quite a bit of it ended up in my beard, but I still did it.
There you go, listeners. You can get Nietzsche to do almost anything for a medal.
So they're called Bogwater, and a Bobby Dazzler. Yeah.
The bar calls it Bogwater. In the real world, it's a gongster, and we like to call them Bobby Dazzlers.
To be honest, when the weather's bad and you need something to get you through to the early hours, a gongster sounds like the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Guinness is a complete meal, isn't it?
It is a complete meal, mixed with energy drinks. I had the zoomies for a few hours.
I can imagine you running around that field, your little feather flapping in the wind.
So I have drink with the Reapers for about half an hour, always a good crack. There was the Great Fire of the Marchers as well, where one of the gas canisters
apparently handled a lot more calmly than the one in Dawn last year. Apparently someone was just like, tipped a bucket on it or something, put it
basically
out.
There was a big, not big fire, but like one of the Marchers' cans gas canister.
The ones that go in the little portable cooker.
So the portable cooker was on fire, and the gas canister was on fire from what we could see.
Oh.
And of course you don't want too many cooks in such a situation. So me and the Reapers were just sat there like, yeah, you do it. Put it out. Luckily, someone was Big Chad and had a fire extinguisher to put it out.
I'm sure the moral support from the feathered gongster helped.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, hey, chuck a gongster.
You'll be right.
We're all sat around. Agni and Keys were there as well. It's like, yeah, we really out there for moral support.
Yeah.
After that, I was meant to go to Prince's meeting, but you'll be proud of me, I skipped Prince's meeting.
Hey!
I didn't actually go.
You skipped a meeting?
I skipped a meeting. Well, it was meant to be in the theatre, but there'd been a schedule mix-up. So it looked like the meeting was going to be in a 4-metre bell tent with a lot of members, and I was like, fuck that.
Mm.
No, I do not want to be in a tiny, enclosed space with the heat, so...
No, after a gongster.
Not buzzing on gong.
Not a gongster.
You wouldn't want
that. Buzzing on gong.
But the gongster was the perfect drink because we had a 11:30 contract.
Ah, ideal.
So I was going to miss half the meeting anyway. Yeah, 11:30 at night contract.
11:30? I thought it said 11:30 and I was like...
11:30 contract.
That's what we're getting paid in.
And I'll give you 11:30.
Yeah, I was like... What the fuck are you doing for 11:30? Like, just buy a lemon.
It's desperate in the jackdaws. We need to fight the scurvy somehow.
I was like, I mean, is that like terminology for something? I don't know. I was like, what the fuck?
So Modesto had sourced us a fun little contract, which was to go to the Glory Square at 11:30. So we were doing it for a proper cheat, 5 rings ahead, because it's for fun and games. And basically, the stag do of a lot of big and bold people of Admiral, generals and inquisitors and priests was going round, and we were to present them a test of courage.
Mm.
So the jackdaws ambushed the stag do in the Glory Square, like, we are here to challenge you.
Mm.
And we set out these rules. The game was, the jackdaws had to take out the general within 5 minutes. There's, like, no calls. I think the jackdaws could be healed because there was more of them then than us. And we had to chase them round the field and take out this general. And it was a lot of fun. I took down the Inquisitor of Pride, which was quite a fun little thing.
Quite a proud moment.
Yeah, then started chasing the general down myself until I get taken out. I'm like, right, someone help me. Help me back up. To which my loyalty priest, Pike, comes up and like, ah, Pike, my boy, you come to save me. He just picks up my helmet and is like, cheers, Nietzsche, and starts running at the general.
What time was this?
About 11:35 at night. It's pissing it down with rain for atmosphere.
Oh, God.
It was a lot of good fun. We did end up taking out the general. Everyone had a good laugh. But I like little contracts like that.
Yeah.
It
that's what the jackdaws are about.
Yeah, the goofy contracts.
The gonky contracts.
And yep. I think the final thing before Wine Club was we had a slanderous article written about us in the Oafright. I know, terrible. That
made me jump.
That well-known rag of a newspaper wrote that the jackdaw, quoted Guy as slandering the jackdaws, saying we always retreat.
Or all die.
Yeah, all die. This is taken out in a context, as you just said, the seawolves might be better money for your money than the jackdaws, which may be true because they have a lot more equipment, there's less of them, but they pack a good punch because they're veterans. I don't know what he's talking about, considering there's so much more money than we were charging free thrones. We were bloody cheap. So there was this whole grudge against Wise Guys where some of my more aggressive troops wanted to take him out and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, job well done. We've been having issues with Wise Guys. We go back to our camp and some of their members had left pink roses on our doorsteps. And it's like, I think they said something like, we've prettied up your camp for you. And we weren't there at the time, but one of our more aggressive-minded jackdaws, Bertie, took exception to this and took it for a threat.
I was going to say, it's either romantic or life-threatening.
I think...
It depends what the rose means in Dawn, doesn't it?
Yeah. Depends what the colours. Yeah.
Modesto went off and said, to find out what it was and track down aggressive Bertie. Apparently, it was generally friendship. Not taking into account it looks bloody intimidating or threatening when you leave roses on your camp.
I can't understand why you're so intimidated by this, whereas last summit, the Reapers left a bird that had been stabbed through with one of your posters on it. They'd left like a dead jackdaw at the jackdaw camp, but oh no, don't fuck around giving us roses.
I think it's mostly because of the article the Oafright wrote and what Guy said, they took offence that Salt actually died in that battle.
Yeah.
And calling us cowards while Salt died for the issue has caused
Salt
some
in the wounds.
Some salt in the wound, yes. So every jackdaw is very aggressive. He goes darting off. So I believe, word on the wind, he came to find you lot for some reason.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was us specifically, as Dreadshield specifically, or he was just walking through
You look murderous.
Yeah, if he was just walking through the Navarre woods and came across us, because we were walking on a path as well, so it was in passing. And like I said, I think we know them from other worlds and previous lives, yada, yada, yada.
Seen him in the labyrinth.
So it was like, hey, how do you want to kill someone? And I was like, I mean, yeah, but who and what's the catch? And then the whole situation was explained. I was like, depends on the price. And like his RP was like, it was really good. He was like, I didn't realize all of Navarre were fucking cowards and whatever. And I was like,
fuck's sake, Bertie.
I was like, well, I mean, I can go ask him, but we're not going to risk ourselves like getting caught by the militia for something that isn't anything to do with us. Went back to camp, told them about it, and they were like, nah, not worth it. And I was like, nah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Modesto's blowing a fuse because we are super pissed. We were like, we're going to do this. We cannot kill or beat up or threaten everyone who gives us a bad review in the newspaper. It's not good for business. We're going to do this amicably. We're going to come to a peaceful resolution to this. Because he's also gone to the Reckoners, like, yeah, we're going to call a reckoning among them there, do a curse. Reckoners come up. So this is 4 crowns. Like, he's paying. Just so you know, if the jackdaws offer a reckoning, it's not going to go through unless it's approved by an officer and brought to you. So next day, Bertie got a beat down. He got beaten up. I said, well, if he does it one more time, I give you my permission to flay him. So on Saturday morning, just after the battle, Modesto gives him a proper beat down, rough him up, like look like a proper melee. And I just leaned down and was like, yeah, Bertie, he's telling the truth. Threatening everyone of our customers ain't good for business. Gotta learn from it.
I nearly spoiled that. Because I don't know if I didn't know if it happened yet or if I didn't know if he was aware of that was going to happen or not, but I said something that alluded to it and he was like, what do you mean? And I sort of covered my tracks really quickly, like, oh yeah, just because, you know, blah, 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 the battle or something. And he was just like, oh yeah, no, remember. I was like, oh, thank God.
We saw him when we were out on manoeuvres on Saturday morning and he was like, oh, I need to talk to you and your dread shield. I was like, oh, if it's about what I think it's about, we're not going to do it because we couldn't be bothered. And he was like, cool, yeah, fine. And we were like, sound. It was like the easiest conversation.
That's it. Like, sometimes you can just like, sorry, that's not going to be the game for us. None of us are interested.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Oh, honestly. No, we were definitely in the game for it. But for the Jackdaws, which we actually have no real affiliation to, nor any reason to do it, plus we weren't going to get paid for it. So we were like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not just going to murder someone for someone random.
Oh, yeah. I also do not encourage murder.
Yeah.
Like, in the league, there is the brief, if you kill someone, you've lost the game. You get revenge in other ways.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably to avoid killing everyone and having a field that's just been wiped out completely.
Surely the militia would have something to say about it if you killed someone as well.
After that, I had a very short wine night. Like, it was wet still. The bars were all full. Like, because it's raining, everywhere's just too busy to sit down.
Yeah.
So I joined the Reapers, the one glass of wine. I'd have a couple of drinks on their tab because they love me. Because apparently I'm just basically a Reaper subcontractor now, I think.
Ooh.
And then just ended the night by going to Liberta Ross's because they had a fire and like a canvas. Like, this is a lot more chill. Fire. Let's sit down by the fire, catch up with a guild I don't really see as much, but I really like hanging out with. And just had a really good evening chatting.
Lovely. Yeah, Saturday we woke up and it was time to go monstering. I didn't have any Jotun colours. I didn't have any red. I've got my Grendel kit, but obviously that's quite purple. But luckily, Daisy came and had a very red kind of top, which was perfect. It was ideal. I thank them very much. But it did turn me into a bit of a target because I was the fluorescent Jotun.
Okay.
I was like a traffic cone out there. And everyone was like, oh, there's Jotun over there. Essentially me. And targeted me. But we got all kitted up-ish, got our masks on.
Did you EMU or just general monster?
Just general monster.
Yeah, just general monster, yeah.
I went for the league EMU. I love fighting with my... because we're mercs, sometimes we don't actually get to fight with our nation much, so it's nice to go out in the field, hang out with them.
Yeah.
Do you have to have your own mask to EMU?
No, they give you masks at the gate still. Like, they prefer you to have a mask, and I really should buy a mask one of these years.
We've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
The leader of the EMU said, Tom, would you like to use a pike? I was like, I've never used a pike before. Give me it.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. So you don't get any calls with a pike because a pike is 9 foot tall.
Jeez.
So you don't actually have to be in any radius. You can just go poke, poke, poke. I fucking loved it. Having an extra 4 foot of reach, because I'm a 5'6" little bastard. So having the pike was a lot of fun.
I was just thinking, that sounds like fun. Maybe I should get a pike, and then I was thinking, no, we won't fit that in the van.
I want one of these ones, because they are collapsible, so you can unscrew them.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm tempted to get one, but if I can never fit the halberd in,
yeah,
I can still get the pike in.
Mm. Yeah, any kind of pole arm, long weapon is just so much more powered than any kind of sword.
Strike down is mwah, fantastic. I love that call. So how was the monstering for you guys then?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Standard Jotun.
I died about 5 times because I was the target.
I think it's quite fun to run in and die when you're monstering though, isn't it? Because you give other people like that killing blow, don't you?
Yeah, I felt that battle was a wipeout though. The Empire just stomped us.
Yeah.
It was the entire opposite of Sunday.
Yeah,
I did have some fun, though, because I was with the Anvil Breakers and we're just about to go into our first engagement looking through the woods, where lo and behold, I see Heather from LARPing our ass off. And of course, I have to target them. So just beeline from them running from the woods with this 9-foot pike and take them down. And then get proceeded to get taken out.
Yeah.
Nice.
We first got onto the field, and within the first second, because our unit, we were like, we need to engage the Imperials before they've even got on the field. So we were kind of attacking them very, very soon after they were through the gate. And within, I think, the first 30 seconds, Dill had got an arrow to the balls.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So he went down pretty quick. There was like four of us, because everyone had just kind of crumbled. So four of us just got absolutely battered by the Marchers. They fought.
It was Wintermark, the Marchers.
Yeah.
I can't remember who else was
there. I think it was a group of Brass Marchers, because they were like...
No, Brass Coast was... It could have been Verushka on.
No, Verushka would have been Monstering, because I was considering Monstering with you, but I don't find.
Because we saw Circuit Monstering.
Yeah.
That cheeky little guy.
Cheeky little guy. But yeah, I think it must have been Marchers, because they were green and yellow, so.
Yeah.
But all clanked the fuck up and just took, there was like 14 of them that just took us four down, and we were just like, cool, yeah, that's it.
Fair enough. That fair was, dues, mate.
I think I respawned about seven times, just because I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah,
let's just have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
there was a point where we came, but because you lose everyone monstering. I don't think I was with anyone I knew in this respawn group.
Yeah,
we just walked on from the side gate where you get your monster masks. We just walked onto the field towards the sentinel gate, and we just see two Imperials legging it to the gate. So we've like engaged, like tried to chase them and get to them before they got to the gate. I think there are a couple of newbies in with the monsters, because they went through the gate to chase them. We were like, they've passed the stones. Like, you can't get them. Like, what are you doing? And they were like, oh. And it took a good, 30 seconds of shouting at them to realize to not attack these two Imperials that have just run through the gate. But they were lying there on the grounds, on their backs, in the mud, like, you guys are fucking scary! Because, they've bolted across this field, and we've just seen them, just two lone random people, had no idea, no nothing, just legging it towards the stone. So we've just go, because it was just perfectly timed. It was just really funny. Yeah. That was probably one of my favourite monster moments.
I think there were quite a few, as you say, quite a few new people on the battlefield as well. There was one guy next to me who got a cleave to the leg, and I saw it happen. I was like, ooh. So I turned to him, and he just looked at me and he went, oh, sorry, what does that mean? I was like, oh, your leg's been chopped off. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And engage in this awesome role play.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. But I mean, also, it's really hard to hear a lot when you've got your orc mask on and everyone's shouting. Yeah. There was one guy opposite me, and he pointed at me. He was like, you, fluorescent dude. And then pointed at the ground. And I took it as, oh, he must have cleaved me or something like that. And I'm not going to stand there and ask him and engage in conversations. So I was just like, I'll just take it as a cleave. And I went to the ground and was dragged back and all the rest of it. And then in hindsight, I realized what he was most likely doing was saying, you're going down. Pointing at me and then pointing at the ground like a threat.
Out he's actually got a secret real magic power.
You're going down.
Imagine pointing at someone and just
then
fall.
And then they just drop dead. Like, oh my God, I've got telekinesis.
Whoa.
Yeah. But yeah, it was chaotic. It was mad. And we got absolutely wiped clean.
Yeah, I remember at one point I got taken down in this huge scrum after trying, almost taking down Purnell. I was one hit off taking down my friend and was a bit gutted at that. But there was one point I go down and I just kind of crawl to my tree because I'm surrounded and it's moving closer. Tree, protect me. I just have this tiny little ref in front of me, like, you're right there, mate. He said, yep, just hold them back from me. I don't want to get crushed.
When you say tiny little ref, I imagine you just pulling a little ref out of your pocket. What do I do, ref?
Help me, ref, help me.
Yeah, I saw Morgan at one point. We were fighting, we were over the bridge, through the gate in that little woody bit there, kind of in between the bridge and the fort. And there was a point where everyone was just there were so many people in such this tiny little gap, such a small space. We're all like sardines, all packed in. Nobody could move. My arms did not, my elbows did not leave my hips.
Yeah.
I was there with my sword trying to move them. And I'm like, I cannot physically move because there were so many people there. And it was getting to a point you were getting pimbled and people I was getting pushed and I couldn't see. And I was like, fuck this. I've got to remove myself from this.
Yeah, that sounds far too.
I was like, there was too many people. And then the refs had to stop a couple of times and be like, stop. this is getting dangerous now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to get a break from the woods, because especially line fighting in the woods, it's a lot, it's really claustrophobic. But it's nice to then go out into the field and have a little fight in the field. Yeah. And you feel like it's like the hills are alive with the sound of music.
I feel like the one time I monstered, I was just running around that field. Like, yeah. Everyone was like, retreat, this way, go. And I felt like that was the entire time. We were just running around.
There were some points when I wanted to go to respawn with quite a few other people, and we just couldn't get through the Imperial Orc line. So, like, yeah, we're trapped here for like 10 minutes. Yeah. It's just solidly packed.
Yeah.
It was like a mosh pit battle.
Yeah, it was heavy. I came across an actual, what I would regard like a proper professional fighter guy, because I barely saw him, but this guy must have been trained. I'm not a good fighter, by the way. I'm not using
terrible
as comparison, but I ran at him and swung, and I didn't even see it. It was three hits, bang, 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 on like the back of my shoulders. So then I turned to defend for that, and then on my hip, and then he was 360 degrees around the other side and cleaved my leg. And I was like, wow. As I was falling to the ground, I was like, what a guy.
How attractive.
Swooning as you cleavedly fall down.
I'd love to get generally good at LARP fighting. I just need to find a group to do it.
Yeah, it was impressive too.
We should just take our swords out onto the field out front and, you know, the stray and just go and whack each other and ignore the funny looks we get.
I do miss doing the sword classes in York on a Tuesday night, but Northern Rail cancelled the train I needed to get there. Which is annoying. Boo, Northern Rail, boo. But, your friend also gave me a tasty little Werther's Original treat whilst waiting for a respawn, which was appreciated.
Dill?
Could be Dill. Dill sounds familiar.
It's his birthday today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Dill's birthday.
Happy birthday, Dill.
Yeah, they do. If you get killed by a dread shield,
I wasn't even killed. Just like, all right, Nietzsche, he's a Werther's. And I start to eat it, and then it's like, respawn, go out. I'm like, oh God, am I just going to die choking on a Werther's Original mid-battle?
Death by Nug.
By Nug, no!
Oh dear.
But yeah, if you do have low blood sugar or anything on the field, just look for a dread shield. They've usually got a pocket full of sweets.
Yeah.
Or Agni.
Will you guys be taking Werther's Originals as little treats if we kill you at Hoist?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you will get, you'll get like looted at Hoist.
Because Morgan was doing that to Oily at Fallen Hope. It's like, ooh, let's go down. Oh, no. Not Fallen Hope. Which one? Now My Watch Begins, because he knew Oily Crewing would have Werther's Original on. He's like, loot you, bastard.
Yeah.
My treat?
We'll take some, so if you loot us, you can have a Werther's Original.
We've had the conversation with Morgan. Like, Morgan said, just like, just take a handful. So if Oily kills you at Hoist, you could just go, come here, loot me. And then it's just going to be a pocket full of nuggets.
We got trash. But it's always fun to get a good outing in the morning, I feel.
Yeah.
Maneuvers.
Absolutely, yeah.
I usually refer to it as berry picking, but then it occurred to me during this event that if you guys are all going berry picking, you're very well armed for berry picking.
Imagine bushes are spiky.
Spiky bushes, yeah. I don't know what.
Cut down the path.
Yeah.
So what were you doing whilst we were at Battle Kerry?
I was shopping for a Father's Day present for my in-character dad. Oh, no, actually, this was a bit later. I must have just been napping or whatever, because whilst I was shopping for a Father's Day present, I actually failed a vigilance test by Leg, who I assume was at the battle, so this must have been later. But yeah, apparently, whilst I was walking down Traders Row, just a little browse at the shop, Leg and I think possibly Bread as well were honking at me. I just didn't notice. They're looking like idiots going, hog, hog. And I'm oblivious entirely.
Nick and Josh.
Yeah.
They, in real life, they are probably two of the silliest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Let alone, so Leg and Bread aren't even their character names.
No, I know, but.
They're known collectively as Leg and or Bread.
I like it.
They're always together.
Yeah, but it was funny seeing them later, because one of the other Dread Shield, I think, had said to me, oh, did you notice them before, because they were doing that? And then when I did see Leg later on, I was like, oh, yeah, you honking at me at Traders Row. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, you didn't notice that I noticed you, did you? Not very vigilant.
For a vigilance priest.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm the worst vigilance priest. I know they say that they are, but I am. but yeah, so I didn't write any notes for what I did while you guys were at battle. I think I had a slow morning of it, a bit of a lie, and if it was raining, I probably had a nap. You know,
I don't think it was raining at the time.
No, I don't know.
But we did get woken up by Archie chopping the wood. I was like, oh, this tent better not be fucking leaking again. What's that dripping sand?
Yeah.
But no, it was just Archie chopping wood at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why he was doing that, because he didn't even use the wood.
Wouldn't you bring chop wood? Unless it's like a role play.
Well, he has a tiny stove rather than a campfire, so he's putting it down.
Got to make it smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Almost as cool as that pizza oven.
Ooh.
We went on
in Wintermark. Yeah, I meant to go there, but by the time I actually got around to it, someone was like, oh, they're probably all sold out by now, so I didn't even bother.
But it
sounded like it was really nice.
He was really busy. It's really popular.
Yeah, we waited an hour for ours. And which, like, totally fine any other time, but like, I was like, oh, we've got the skirmish we need to go to.
Oh, God.
We had other things that we needed to do. But it's, when I say it's worth the wait, like, it is worth the wait. Like, it's just so good and tasty. The dough is really nice and fluffy, and you can get garlic oil put on it. So it's just like garlic cheesy bread, and it's absolutely unreal.
But bless him, he was on his own. I think he usually has a couple of helpers, but it was just him, and the place was busy as hell.
He had so many like orders, but the people had like walked away, so we'd forgot that their orders, and then they'd come up and be like, we've bought like four pizzas, where are they? And he's like, shit, okay, I'll make them. But like, it's really cool though, because he's got like chairs and stuff and like an awning.
It's a nice little setup.
So you just kind of sat with them. It was you and I, wasn't it, Alex? And we had a little bastard with us.
And Radic was there. And another leaguer, a big personality, great guy. I can't remember his character Costa, something like that.
Because he said it's like, oh, because everything costs a lot.
Yeah. Costa's a lot of fun. I like Costa.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Absolute character.
We made the mistake of telling him that Little Bastard had like 50 odd thrones on him.
Yeah.
And Costa just leans forward and is like, so, Little Bastard, you ever thought about getting into gambling?
He kept like trying to convince him to be a leaguer, because like the stuff that Little Bastard was saying, he was like, you sound more and more like a leaguer as you keep talking. He was like, how do you think you'd look in black and red? We were like, leave him alone.
He's like, our Little Bastard.
He's our deranged.
We just poach everyone.
But no, it was a lot of fun. It was really nice.
How were your pizzas then?
So fucking good.
Really good.
Yeah.
We had to chow them down quick though, because we had the skirmish straight
up. Well, it's nice you guys remember to look after yourself at Empire. I forgot to eat till 8 o'clock that evening anything.
That's ridiculous.
Other than that little tasty treat you guys get, Dread Shields gave me.
I can't forget to eat, because my stomach's like, give me food now. Like, I'm just always hungry. Like, I just have
I'm
to
more
eat.
Hungry at LARP. I
we do so much more.
Yeah,
work,
you do a lot more.
In the real world though, I'm like, I need to eat like 3 meals a day or I'll get starving. Empire, I just forget. I'm like,
you just get in the zone,
don't you? Till 8 PM on One Word's original though is crazy. Maybe you were still a bit fueled up by your
the gongster. I might just start having them at every LARP. Just start
do
the
it.
Day.
Start the day with a gongster. As well, you kind of look like a pint of Guinness. Because
you
you're all black,
like a pint
and
of
then
Guinness.
You've got your white feathers on top which is like the throth. So you could be the gongster.
Oh, is that just going to be my tradition? Like, what's Tom cracking open at 7 o'clock on a Saturday? Oh, it's a gongster. Have one of those to start your battle.
Oh, I can imagine just be like a black blur out there.
What's that red coming towards me? So, describe what was meant to be your skirmish.
I'll let you take this away, Chloe.
Is it because you can't remember?
I can remember. Oh. We were fighting. That was our skirmish. Cool.
So the skirmish was meant to be in Miaren,
I believe. Or Liathaven. I can never pronounce it. That place.
Liathaven.
Okay.
I think it was Liathaven.
It was in Avari territory.
Do you know what? I can't remember where we were going, but we were fighting the Valorn.
Yeah.
I knew that much.
Yeah. Valorn husks, I think. Or the heart of the Valorn.
Heart of the Valorn. I don't know. Valorn.
Yeah.
Someone who actually knows what the fuck's happening in Navarre, please tell us, because we don't. Actually, no, do you know what the rest of the Dreadshields do? We just do not pay attention.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were promised like 12 spaces on this skirmish. Embercast were also promised a very similar number, but they were promised certain spaces as well. I'm not actually sure on their number, but so we wolfed down our pizzas, ran to camp, got geared up, but it was annoying because the skirmish was happening at the same time that the Prince of the Reapers was getting married, and we had been invited to the wedding.
Yeah,
and that would have been fun.
That would have been incredible.
I hear she took down 4 orcs in the fighting pit.
I would have loved to see that.
I would have been one of the orcs.
Rip off someone's face
or wear it. But, so we ran back to camp, quickly got geared up, and we all went to the gate, waited, blah, blah, blah. And then a certain mercenary company from
Navarre.
I mean, there's only one. It's pretty obvious. But
I mean, don't be you bag-mouthing us league mercenary companies.
A certain mercenary company had turned up that I don't think they were meant to be on it. I'm not sure on who was promised what and who numbers, but they had brought a lot of Dawn with them and a few people from other nations, which therefore meant that we got pushed further and further and further back. And then when it was time for the skirmish, as we were marching, all of our lot and all of Embercast got bumped.
Yeah. I kind of personally feel if a skirmish has like a certain narrative, like this one's very Navarre centric.
Yeah.
With the Vlorn, it should be Navarre get priority over like the Dornish there. Yeah. I know they got invited on.
I just think if someone's been promised to go on the skirmish, there should be a list and those people should be the first in the queue.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, like, I get that this happens, but also it happens too often and it's just really frustrating because we missed out on a lot of game that we wanted to do because we did this.
Yeah. I burnt the roof of my mouth for nothing.
Oh, yeah, you could have taken your time
with
the
pizza. Was that the molten cheese?
It was the molten cheese.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Taking the pizza to the wedding.
Mm. Throwing it at an orc.
Yeah. Help Nietzsche in the fighting pit.
Oh, I'm sorry you got the bump from the skirmish, though. That's all.
It's just one of those... I would say it is one of those things, but it's not. Like, it's just a bit shitty because, like, I get that everyone wants to go on the skirmishes and whatever, but if you've already been on a skirmish, it's a bit unfair for the people that haven't. But it's just... It takes so much time... Because people think, oh, it's only 20 minutes you're on the skirmish, but that's not including
the
10, 15 minutes getting geared up.
And then depending on how far away from the sentinel gate you are
there,
as well.
Getting back, getting ungeared. But then, like I said, we were like, oh, well, it's 22 now. Yeah. We can't go and do anything because we have to be on the skirmish.
To be honest, if I booked myself in for a skirmish or anything, I'd be there for like an hour before. Like, I can't do anything because otherwise I'm going to be late to the skirmish. I'm one of those that once I know I've got something happening, I'll just sit there and wait.
But there's always a chance, even if you're there, line cutters.
Yeah.
So I had to quash my worries with a kettle of ale.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
At least
there's always a kettle of ale.
I had some shenanigans going on, but we'll... loop back around to us.
Yeah.
What were you doing round about 3 o'clock? Because this was about 3 o'clock, half three for us. So what were you doing about then?
Go back to just after I get back from the battle. Who swans into my camp but the illustrious Gellert Ashborn, who has been recently sworn into the militia. And he comes up to Nietzsche.
I thought you were going to say sworn into the labyrinth.
No, sworn into the militia.
Spoilers.
And apparently
cut that.
Someone had given him my name, saying I possess too much wealth and I need to be shook down.
If anyone in the league possesses too much wealth, it is not Nietzsche.
But Gellert Ashborn, obeying his laws, I think he had the goal of we want to spread more wealth around the empire. We don't want people sitting on it. We want to motivate people to leave it.
That's what I was preaching all weekend. I was like, oh, people need to start spending their money. Prosperity. I should be a prosperity priest.
Because there is a massive cash flow.
Yeah.
So he wants to motivate people to spend. I'm like,
yeah.
Nietzsche, sorry to do this, mate, but I'm going to have to empty your pockets because I just got back off the battlefield. I haven't been in my pockets anyway. I was like, sorry about that, mate. Sorry I wasted your time. There's nothing in here.
Honestly, Gellert becoming part of the militia was not something I had on my Empire bingo cards this year.
No.
It was just the funniest thing. On the subject of that, we were at camp and they were talking about Bite. And I didn't know that
Millie was telling me that they were there in the militia now. And they were like, oh, do you know anyone who has any Bite? Whatever. Then you walked over and she started asking about it. And I was like, no, Neve, no.
I was like, sure, I can go for some Bite now. And they were like, oh, who's your dealer? And I was like, oh, well, I usually just get it from a healer. And because it's just the way they said it was a bit suspicious. And they were like, is that your healer Murdoch here by any chance? And I was like, no, it's a healer in the league. And she was like, are you sure about that? And I was like, yeah. She's like, do you want to give me a name? I was like, no. It was just a really so weird, funny. Like, we were just looking at each other through, like, squinted eyes and, like, extended necks, like, no.
I really would have loved to see, I know you can't have music at LARP, but just seeing Agni and Geralt rolling around with a Bad Boys theme tune going in the background. Bad Boys, what you want?
Well, that won't happen now.
I know. F, porn out. But before the wedding, I decided, me and Narcy, so decided to do the fun game of accounting.
Ooh. Ooh.
So just going through the Jackdaw's coffers, working out that, and we're like,
it's all 2 of your crowns.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Seawolf, sir, it's raining. Do you mind if we use your table and tent to count our money? Which made this some really fun game because the Prince of the Seawolves were there, lovely guy. Radic was also there. And they're just taking the piss out of us and laughing at us, counting our little, like...
Five rings.
And like, oh, is it cute? They've even got a box. I'm like, I love the banter in between our guilds because I love playing the poor one. I almost think it's more fun, like, having to get your money and being, like, the underdogs and struggle for it rather than, yeah, we can just throw 50 crowns at that.
Isn't Nietzsche based off of Fagin anyway, so...
He's kind of... Yeah, Fagin is one of the big inspirations for the character of Nietzsche. Yeah. But after that good little laugh, I run off to the wedding because I also got invited to the wedding ceremony of the Reaper of the Prince. And it was
Reaper of the Prince.
Prince of the Reapers.
Wahey.
Apparently there was a misunderstanding though.
Oh?
It wasn't a wedding. He just inferred hearing this. An orc saying that they will give him a smashed pelvis as being his honeymoon night. No.
It was actually a bonding
ceremony. Now, I don't really know what it is, but I think it's like, if you prove your worth, the Reapers and the Orcs can be friends and allies in the years to come, which was great to see. So, four Reapers stepped forward to fight with their prince in the Orc fighting pits, and 5 Orcs would fight. So it was a cool little... one-on-one kind of tournament to see who can knock each other out. I think everyone gave each other maybe a few more hits, but like it was
extended it. Yeah.
And
like Benno stepped in. It was great seeing Benno have a fight, like fake headbutting and really getting into it. So the battles go along. It's a great bit of a laugh. I think the Orcs get the upper hand of the Reapers because it's their... fighting pit. I think it's just like, don't take the piss and just put on a good show. And the Orc's like, right, does anyone else want to fight for Sicaro here? Who else has the stones to enter the pit? I'm like, to show my brotherhood and love for my brother in the Crimson Reapers and the undying friendship of the Jackdaws, I will fight in the name of Sicaro and the Reapers. So I enter the pit. You enter the pit, the head Orc is like, right, here's the rules, just like steady blows, no calls.
Yeah.
And are you going to fight frenzied or are you going to be feared? So are you going to fight like a cornered rat or a vicious dog, or are you going to kind of cower and try and get out? I was like, everyone will expect Nietzsche to do feared, so let's do frenzied. What I didn't know, though, is like everyone else was one-on-one. I got 2 orcs on me.
Oof.
Yeah.
So I feel like I gave it a good show. At one point, I got hit in the neck and like, oh, it's like, is he down? But then go for another swing and have a bit of a go, but eventually get taken down. At one point, I get like slip on my back into the mud, which is kind of like, yeah, this is when it's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's great. I loved it. It was because I'd heard about this, but I didn't see it. But then like a bit later, I was chatting to one of the Reapers at Hens and I was like, oh, I heard Nietzsche ended up fighting against 2 orcs. He goes, oh no, he fought 4 orcs and he smashed them.
Nah, the Reapers are such a fun group. Yeah. They're such a good laugh to be with. And they're taking care of everyone. They want to give everyone good game on the field. They were chanting on laughter we saw whilst there was fighting.
Aww.
So that was a good bit of game.
I like that.
You missed it.
I'm gutted I missed it, yeah.
I can't believe I got into the fighting pits before Niamh.
I've never even seen a fight in the fighting pits.
No, neither have I.
No.
To find out when they are.
We'll have to find out in play, but we should maybe
we'll have to get Niamh and Niamh to fight, though.
It's quite a sacred ceremony, so I think there's got to be a reason to go against the Orcs.
We'll just have to keep our ears to the ground for when there is one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could borrow it for the Niamh off.
Yeah, so when around this sort of time in the afternoon on Saturday, I think, bumped into Twig and was just looking around doing nothing, and then Twig reminded me that there was the follow-up meeting for the Deadwood Night stuff, and I was like, ah, yes, that thing that I'm definitely really involved in, let's go. So we ended up loitering around in Dawn for about half an hour waiting for it, really, and looking for Tristan and stuff. And then when it did come to it, we met up with some people. I overheard some of the chatter and stuff, but then they ended up going into like one of the house tents. And I was like, oh, I don't know these people. I don't really want to go in this tent. I don't really feel like I'm that, like, you know, and I started to get a bit anxious. So I just sort of tapped Twig on the shoulder. I was just like, can you just like let me know what happens? Because I'm getting a bit anxious now. I'm gonna leave. But, you know, like that's fine. I think it's good to know, you know, you don't have to be there if you're not comfortable.
Yeah.
And people are very understanding about you just dipping out if you're not, you know, not wanting to. But Twig caught me up later on how to kill the Deadwood Knight, essentially. So what it turns out is that Dawn need to challenge the Deadwood Knight, and they need to separate him from the Howling Queen, who's the, Eternal or whatever, who's, you know the wolves.
Yeah.
She's like the one who is in charge of the wolves or reigns over the wolves, I suppose.
Okay.
And she's like linked with the Deadwood Knight in the minute, which is what's making him so hard to kill, apparently. But we need to separate them, we need to challenge him, and we need to destroy his sword. And apparently that's how you kill the Deadwood Knight.
Oh.
Or how you get rid of the Deadwood Knight. I mean, comment down below if I am entirely wrong in all that, but that's my understanding of it.
I might need to speak to either you or Twig about killing wolves, because that's what I'm doing in my downtime.
Oh, okay.
As part of the road wardening.
That's interesting.
There's, I think, as part of that, you head up to Verushka and help fight wolves a little bit.
In my understanding, the wolves are all inside someone else now. Like, they're not in Twig anymore. That was what the big warding ceremony was. But, I mean, there might still be other wolves.
Yeah,
or maybe. There might be. There's still other things to fight, I'm sure. Verushka's full of monsters.
Yeah. God, they were so full of wolves.
They were so full of wolves, and now someone else is so full of wolves, and that was a bit heartbreaking.
Oh.
Like quite a young lass.
How does it get picked?
I'm not sure how it gets picked. I'm sure it's just like, you know, you talk to these sort of officials, the higher, the more involved people, the people with hats in Verushka.
So do you get like volunteered for it? Or
I think you volunteer for it. And like Twig didn't want to give up the wolves and try to run away from the ceremony because it was a young girl who was getting them. Like,
yeah.
But I guess I'll talk about that in the next episode, because I think we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah. Well,
if you've made it this far, well done you.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you for putting up with our confidence.
Highly entertaining and quality content.
There we go. That's the confidence we need. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week with the rest of Saturday. Hopefully we'll have Morgan with us so he can give us a lowdown on how everything went. In his little Dornish booties.
He loves his Dornish booty, don't he?
They're so cute.
If you get a chance to get your peepers on Morgan's little blue Dornish booties, I highly recommend it. As usual, you can find us on all of our socials. Feel free to give us a comment. If you leave us a 5-star review, then Morgan is contractually obliged to read it out. And if you feel like supporting the podcast, you can also find us on Patreon. Anything is well appreciated. It keeps us in microphones.
We're so poor. So poor.
Too many LARPs. Also, if it's your first time at Empire, you can use one of our player codes, which you can find in our description, and you will get £10?
15,
I think.
Oh, £15 off
your first ticket.
Off your first ticket. And
what
it also,
a treat.
Well, treat yourself. And it also gives us £15 off ours as well. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.
Bye.